What's up, man? All right, guys, today's video is titled Grabber is Partially Working, and we have all of Sandman's videos on MGTOW TV. So as you guys probably noticed, we haven't been able to clone videos off of YouTube recently, and that's because the ghost of Susan now is actually becoming more and more serious and not having us clone YouTube. And the reason behind it, guys, is it's an election season. So YouTube right now, they want to delete a lot of channels. And at the same time, they don't want those channels to be cloned elsewhere. So they're pretty much making it impossible for us to clone YouTube. Now, there might be workarounds. My team is looking into that. Not going to say anything about it because, let's be honest, the Jews are watching this. So all I'm going to say is my team is looking into a workaround. So as you guys probably heard by now from Igor MGTOW, Sandman got a strike. So he had to like delete his channel because the Jews are going on let's get rid of everybody who doesn't say Israel is the best thing to happen since sliced bread. So we have all of Sandman's videos on MGTOW TV, guys, from the start of his YouTube career up until, you know, 3-4 days ago when he stopped posting. I think we did the same thing with, I don't know if we did the same thing with TFM or not. But nevertheless, guys, right now we are cloning from Rumble, Odyssey, and BitChute. I mean, really, nobody uses BitChute anymore. Odyssey, there's like maybe one person on Odyssey. Everybody has gone on to Rumble, and hopefully Rumble doesn't go under or doesn't give us a hard time in cloning them, because we're cloning now Better Bachelor off of Rumble rather than on YouTube now. So pretty much anybody who's on Rumble and on YouTube, we're just gonna clone their Rumble channel and forget YouTube altogether. But again, like I said, we are looking for ways to continue cloning YouTube channels, because whether you like it or not, whether I like it or not, YouTube is number one, and they're always gonna have all the content creators there. So not many people are gonna make the move to alt tech, and we never know what's gonna happen with Rumble. You know, maybe Rumble will go down under. Maybe they too are in on it. You know, maybe they're just an outlet for righty nutty people, and then when the election comes, they'll probably go down under, and they'll say, oh, it's because, you know, the globalists, you know, they shortened our stock, they took the money away, and we can't afford this. Because as you guys know, video sharing platforms are a money loss, okay? I've said this before and I've said this again. I've had people early on say, hey, Amr, we want to invest with you in MGTOW TV. And I always told them no, because this is a money-losing venture. The only way MGTOW TV or any video sharing platform can be profitable is either if they have a shitload of advertisers or everybody is paying for premium services, which the vast majority of people don't, you know. And if I actually did have money, I wouldn't have done a fundraiser a couple of weeks ago to buy a brand new server. And that brand new server, guys, has about 10 TB of data on it. We have about 50 terabytes of data. It's copying around 2 terabytes of data a day. So it's going to take us almost the whole month of October to get the data from the new, from the old server onto the new one. I know some of you guys out there are saying, yo, Amr, I can copy like a terabyte of data within a half hour. Well, you have to keep in mind, first of all, we're copying data from two totally different companies. You know, this is not the branch of one company. No. These are two totally different data centers that have nothing to do with each other. That's number one. Number two, the distance is over 2,000 miles between the computers that we are cloning from and to, okay? Thirdly, again, like I said in the past videos, we are saving in RAID mode. So the data that, so we have two things we have to worry about: data speed from one data center to another, and then the actual copying onto the hard drive. Again, we are copying from two totally different unrelated data centers that are over 2,000 miles away. That's number one. Number two is that because we're doing RAID, for those of you who don't know what RAID is when you have two identical hard drives having the same data on them, because if one goes bad, the other one takes its place. You know, the current server we have that we're hopefully going to get rid of by the end of the month, that server is not in RAID. So if one of the hard drive goes bad, then all the data there permanently goes along with it. Thanks to your generosity, guys, for donating. What happens now is that because we have RAID now, thanks to you guys for donating, you know, $9,000, which is 6K over what we wanted, what ends up happening is that two hard drives for the same data. So if one hard drive goes bad, the other one is still working, and that one bad hard drive, you just take it, throw it out, replace it with a new one, and you're good to go all over again. So this is why it's taken us longer than we anticipated in cloning the old server to the new one. And again, guys, it's imperative to understand, with election season coming, the war going on in the Middle East right now, the Jews are going to do everything in their power to make sure there is no freedom of speech. You know, if that means they have to specifically target our servers from cloning their data, they're going to do it. If that means they have to write laws saying you can't say anything about the Jews other than they're the best people on the face of the planet, or you're going to go to jail for the rest of your life. I think they already did that in the UK, right? They're gonna do that. So you guys need to understand, the Jews are losing, okay? I don't know if Iran is in on it or not, but if they're not in on it, the Jews are deathly afraid. Because here's the thing you guys need to understand. You have 6 million people surrounded by 250 million Arabs, okay? Or Muslims, right? Like TFM said, when the pain of inaction is more than the pain of action, then that's when people are going to be like, fuck it, you know? So maybe the Middle Eastern people are going to reach fuck it and decide to wipe the state of the Zionist state, fictitiously known as Israel, off of the map. You know, if Egypt said, hey, we're going to have jihad, we're going to flood you guys into the Zionist state, trust and believe, guys, there will be millions of Egyptian men who would be more than happy to go into the Zionist state and kill and, you know what, with the woman, especially if they're good looking. Not a lot of Jewish women out there are good looking, you know. But the point that I'm trying to get across is that the Jews are deathly afraid now, and they should be. Because Islam tells us the Jews are going to be exterminated, okay? In fact, the extermination of the Jews is going to be so glorious that the tree is going to talk and say, hey, follower of God, there's a Jew hiding behind me, come and kill him. Now, if our tree is going to talk, no, of course, no tree is going to talk. This just goes to show you how much fervor humanity will have in exterminating the Jew. And when I say Jew, I'm not talking about Halsey, I'm not talking about Martin Goldberg, I'm talking about the Zionist Jews, you know, the Wachowskis, the Zuckerbergs, you know, the Netanyahu's, the people who are really responsible for everything wrong and bad going on with the world right now. You know, if the Jews are smart, which they're not, if they're smart and their goy minions are smart, they will quit while ahead. If I was a dirty Jew and a goy minion, DoorDash order, I'm gonna end this really quick. You know, we have a hurricane going on right now, guys. Hurricane Milton. They say it's gonna be here on Tuesday. They say it's gonna be a bad one. We did have a bad one before it, Hurricane Helene. However, Hurricane Helene was more toward northern Florida. This one is gonna be coming more toward us. And they say it's going to be here by Tuesday. I don't know how bad is bad. But as of right now, guys, you can see our flag out there flying in the wind. That's because we have a hurricane coming at us. And again, that hurricane is going to be here on Tuesday night. So again, see it Sunday night and look at the flag going, you know. And that's a hurricane that's several hundred miles away from us. You know, imagine when the hurricane is like, you know, 40, 50 miles away from us in 2 days, you know. We have no idea if it's going to come this way. And if it does come this way, how bad is bad? All I know is it's bad for the food truck business, because obviously nobody's going to come in wind and rain and all that shit. You know, this is my first DoorDash order right there. I'm going to end this video really quick because, yeah, let me go get the DoorDash order, guys. Let me go get the DoorDash order. I don't want that order to go away. So, this whole week might be bad for the food truck guys, because again, you got fucking hurricane coming. People are sick and tired of hurricanes. They want to like stay home, or they want to like fucking, you know, go somewhere else. So, lamb shawarma euro. That's it, lamb shawarma euro. That's it, lamb shawarma euro, mother effort. That's it. No, oh, well, that's gonna take me like 15 minutes to make, so I don't care. So that's fine. Something is better than nothing, right? So here's a food truck in all its glory at night. I know the TV is kind of bright, you know. Yeah, I got the food truck out here. Yeah. So, this location, guys, we want to get a tobacco permit so we can serve shisha. Maybe we're going to serve kratom and kava. You know, whatever it takes to make money. You guys know me, I'm a Jew. So, whatever it takes, you know, guys, if I wasn't a good Jew, I'd be selling alcohol, pork, and fucking woman, you know. But because it's haram, I don't do that shit, you know. So, eventually, guys, we're probably going to be selling hookah out here. As you guys can see, we are on a major street. You know, like, it's October. The weather is really nice right now. There's no mosquitoes. There's no nothing. So, right now, if we had hookah, we had shisha, we had kava, kratom, this place would be popping. So that's what I'm gonna try to do in the month of October, is to get this place popping, right? Also, another thing, guys, is that I'm gonna be selling a lot of my stuff directly on the website, okay? Dallas Looksmaxer said, you know, he loved my baklava and everything, but the price was a little bit too high. And, you know, the reason why the price had to be high is because Amazon takes 15%. Plus, I offer free shipping. That's the deal with Amazon. But if I'm shipping directly to you guys, for example, I can sell you a whole baklava, like 12 pieces, like 9 by 13, about 3 pounds of baklava. I can have that shipped to you with priority 2-day delivery for like $60, you know. So imagine for $60, you have a whole tray of baklava delivered to you for $60. I can do that if I'm selling on my own channels, but if I'm going through Amazon, I can't do that, because, you know, they're pretty much going to take all the money I'm going to make. I'd be losing money, right? So another thing I plan on doing is hummus. I already have hummus. I have really, really good hummus, guys. I'm going to start selling those in 24-ounce bottles. Not bottles, but you know what? Let me show you. You know what? Am I going to leave my stuff? Is it going to rain? I got my stuff out here. Let me go get the grill going. I'll come back out and take my shit. I don't think it's going to rain. If it rains, I can run out there really quick. Let me show you before I end this video what the hell I'm talking about, okay? Okay, so this here is a priority mail flatbed box, guys. This I can ship anywhere in America for about under $20. As you guys can see, this is a 24-ounce container over here, guys, 24-ounce. I can easily fit three of those in there, and then I can give you bread, right? I can give you pita bread, okay? This is the pita bread we use, okay? This is 8-inch panini bread. It's really pita bread, but this is what we use for pretty much everything. So I can give you, let me show you the hummus. I gotta get on out of here. So this is the hummus in here, guys. Nice, fresh hummus, handmade by me, guys. This shit is, dudes, this restaurant thing is easier than I thought, you know. As long as, you know what the hell you're doing, you keep your costs down, this is, it's very easy. You know, at the end of the day, guys, it's all about location, 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 you know. I mean, imagine if we were in a popular downtown area or a popular location, we'd be making money like nobody's business. But today, because this is not the best location in the world, yeah, sure, we're on a busy street, but, you know, who's gonna pull over for a food truck, you know, going 50 miles an hour, right? So today, I only made like $20 today, but imagine if we were in a busy place, we could be making $500-$600 a day, you know? So when I do this shit again in Ukraine or in Colombia, I'm gonna do this in a busy place, you know, because the American dollar goes much further. So anyway, guys, that's my video for you for today. Like I said, I'll be able to ship out 3 of those 24-ounce hummus. I can probably ship them out to you for $60-$65. You'll also have some toasted pita in there. I think you're gonna get your money's worth, guys. So let me know in the comment section, guys. The two things that I'll ship out to you would be the baklava. I can give you a whole baklava, $65. I can give you 3 24-ounce or about, you know, 72... What's 3 times? About 72 ounces of hummus for like $60 shipped, you know? That's not a bad deal if you think about it. Especially our stuff is homemade. It's a lot better than the crap you buy out there. In fact, I found out that one of the top, well, not one of the top, but one of the very few and only Mediterranean places here that been here for a decade, you know, their baklava is bought. They don't even hand make their baklava like I do. So what does that tell you, right? So, yeah, my handmade stuff, guys, is superior to the stuff you buy anywhere else because it's fresh. I use premium ingredients, and because I'm Jewish and I got that higher IQ, I tend to do a better job than, you know, other people, in particular Ahmeds, you know. So anyway, guys, I'm gonna get to working on this order. Talk to you later. Peace.